Blog Talk Radio.
We're a nation of haters under their control. Rise up, everybody, and burn down, burn down. The system may have the exit move. Wake up.
Oh, okay. I think that worked. Alex, are you there? All right, maybe not. Guys, I would say welcome to the Stargate Chamber show, but we have a little different thing tonight. Alex and I were talking, and our guest Andrea Judy, we were all talking, and in lieu of the information of a dear friend to a lot of the authors in our community and the convention circuit that we all do, Logan Masterson passed away yesterday. And we just felt that it was the respectful thing and the loving thing to cancel the show tonight because everyone is obviously still reeling from this. It's still very much in our minds. So we thought instead we would just spend a few minutes talking about some things related to this and then call it a night. So Alex, I know he was a friend of yours. I never had the pleasure, but I know he affected a lot of people around us. Really quick, I've posted on the Star Chamber Show Facebook page the link for a GoFundMe that was set up for Logan's wife for end-of-life expenses. So if you feel like contributing to that, we strongly encourage you to do that. If you want to check out his books, you know, definitely, you know, keep him alive in his work, read his work, just anything you can do to let people know that you're thinking of him.
Exactly. I've known Logan for a few years, probably about a good 5 years. And the first time we ever met, we did not know anything at all about one another, and we had actually met through a friend, and it was at Mid-South Con. And I don't know, after just speaking a few sentences to him, it was honestly nothing more than just a few sentences. We had already hugged each other and dubbed each other brother, and from there, friendship continued. And I know a lot of people knew Logan in that sense, knew him as the kind of person where after just a few sentences of speaking to him, you felt like you had known him your whole life. And with Logan, he was a very sensitive person. He might not have portrayed himself as being sensitive, but he was very sensitive. And with that, he was very, the right words would be empathetic and sympathetic. If something was wrong in your life, he showed you empathy, sympathy, support, everything. And he will be greatly missed. Of course, with this tragedy, it was a tragedy where he found it necessary to take his own life. And this is something that a lot of people sit around and they think to themselves, what could I have done different? And the truth is, you really couldn't have done anything different. Being a survivor of a suicide attempt, I can tell you that suffering from depression and even going as far as attempting, it is no different than having cancer or heart disease. It just can't be helped. In the circumstance of a person such as myself who does not have a degree in regards to therapy, I don't know those magic words to help save a life, but I can try to be there as much as I can. On my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, I did post information for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and it is actually a number that I had used one time before, a long time ago, and it is very beneficial. The phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that's 1-800-273-8255. They are open 24/7.
And that's on the Facebook page as well.
It is, yes. It's open 24/7. They do have representatives with them who not only speak English but Spanish. And for those who would like to look onto the website just a little bit more, the website for them is www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Once again, that is www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org. All right. Thank you, Selah.
All right. Not a problem. So we're definitely thinking of Logan tonight. We're offering up prayers to his family and all his friends and, you know, his spirit. And definitely check out those links. Know that we're all thinking about you, and have a good night. And we will see you next time.
Have a good night, world.